This episode of the Integrated Home Podcast is powered by Integrated Systems Europe, the world's leading audiovisual and systems integration exhibition.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Integrated Home, the podcast that's produced by the home integration community for the home integration community. My name is Jeff Hayward, and today we're going to bring you the inside story of a superb media room project, a global award winner in the recent CEDIA Awards, and it's known as the Joy Division Media Room. Welcome to the Integrated Home.
ISE will be returning to Barcelona on the 4th to the 7th of February 2025, so don't miss your chance to be wowed by the latest residential technologies and smart home solution providers from across the globe. Upgrade your knowledge of technology at the Smart Building Summit, be inspired by the latest innovations in the residential and smart building zone, and grow your network to boost your business. ISE 2025, connection restored.
So I'm delighted to be joined by Zach Vasevich from Mega AV. Welcome to the show, Zach.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Now, before we go into the details of this amazing project, can you first tell us a little bit about yourself and Mega AV?
I've been in the music business for quite a long time, 25 plus years. Ended up with having a studio, designed a couple of studio in the process of moving from one place to another. And I was doing lots of mainly dance remixes. And then the last couple of years, it was a bit of dialogue editing, sound effects, just because I was in a studio where they had been doing that for a long time. And in parallel, I was started doing AV actually by accident because my wife is an architect, and when we did our apartment some 30 years ago, started calling people around. Well, I had some ideas how to do it, and whoever I asked, they said, "Oh no, you can't do it like that. You can't." So I was like, well, "Okay, leave it," you know. So I did it myself, and it was all fine. And then a friend of ours who is Ahir came in one day, said, "Oh, I have a project. Who did this?" It was me. And then that's how it basically started, you know. So for the first 5, 6, 7 years, it was one project a year as a side thing, you know. And then some, I don't know, 15, 16 years ago, when the studio closed, then the whole music thing just went down. We lost the place. We had like 4 rooms all with surround and projectors doing audio editing and sound effects for the movies, but it was good as a demonstration. And then the building was sold to be apartments, and we had to move our studios. So from 15, 16 years ago, no more studio, no more office, no more, and just basically working from home. And then it turned into a full-time
job. And here you are. And this particular property, this is a repeat customer from what I understand, but it's an apartment. So do you want to just tell us about the location of the apartment and how that works?
Yeah, it's all the client. Actually, it's a third job for him, and he's living in the same block, but this is a twice the size apartment, and it's a penthouse, but it's the same layout, same windows, same, you know, just a bit bigger. And in the first one, because he's a lot into hi-fi, in the first one there's a quite expensive hi-fi which never worked the way it should because of lack of acoustic treatment. You know, you have 3 walls of glass, and the ceiling was just a plaster board, and everything was bright, put it that way. So now when he moved, the idea was to try to do something, you know, with the acoustics. So it performs, you know, because you spend a lot of money on the equipment, then you want it to work good, you know.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
It was a bit easy because we had almost no double height, you know, but it was quite high, tall ceiling. So we could hide a lot of stuff behind the fabric and all these ribs that did, you know. So that was the idea.
We're talking about a single room. Basically, it's a media room that he wanted. So it's a big sort of open plan area, is that right?
Well, it's a big open plan. It's like a living room / hi-fi listening room / home cinema. And obviously, during the day, it's like a massive living room with lots of windows, nice view. Lots of sun goes in the morning till the evening, because the way sun goes around the building, so apartment is very sunny. So there was another headache we had while working on it in order to make it dark enough for the projector. But yeah, it's a multi-purpose room, and it does, you know, each bit, you know, now the way it should.
Yeah, interesting. And the brief for the project, I mean, anyone who sees the pictures will see how unusual the design, particularly of the ceiling, is. Did the client come to you and say, look, I'm a huge Joy Division fan and this is what I want you to include? How did that come about?
No, it was actually the architect's idea. It's the same architect who did his previous apartment. He's also ex-musician. And he's seen this Joy Division album cover. And he just called me one day. He basically turned the record cover upside down and said, this is going to be our ceiling. He then produced 3D drawings. It was, at the beginning, it was just black and white. Towards the end of a design project, it was a full photorealistic 3D rendering of every single room in the apartment. So everyone could actually see how it would look like. And then, but basically with that story, he went to the client and told him, you know, this is my idea, Joy Division, blah, blah, acoustics. And the client bought it straight away because the client's background is a music journalist way back before he went into software. So he was sold, you know, immediately on it. His wife wasn't. But 2 years later, and, you know, after she saw whoever comes into a room goes, wow, this is a... Then she said, now I like it. So,
yeah, amazing. And for anybody who hasn't seen it or is not familiar with Joy Division, it's the cover of Unknown Pleasures, which is an iconic black and white datagraph showing 80 wiggly lines representing a signal from a pulsar in space. I don't know if you knew that, Zach, but that's what it represents.
No, I didn't know. I mean, it looks like, you know, when you're measuring a room and then you have what they call a waterfall or sound waves, you know, in 3D, it is how it looks more or less, you know, or any basically audio waves in 3D.
I mean, it is incredible. I've never seen that in a cinema room before or a media room before. And I wonder, it's made of wood, isn't it? That how he's created that ceiling.
It is MDF with a veneer. And I mean, originally it was thought as an acoustical feature, but the bit in the middle also works as a chandelier, you know, like instead of having like a proper chandelier hanged up, you know, you have the LED strips, and depending how much level you have, it just works as a room center chandelier, like light fitting built in, you know, custom design. So it's not just acoustic. It basically started as a lighting feature and developed into having so many slots, it helps to break sound waves. Yeah. And then in between each slot, there is compressed acoustic material. It's about 15 millimeters thick. And then it absorbs the high and mid-range frequencies, so it dampens down the echo. And so it gives a pretty uniform picture, you know. The only other thing we had to address was obviously the bass, you know, big room. Yeah. We had a lot of space behind the box, you know, so that was done with the different treatments, you know. But the ceiling as it is works as scattering, breaking up the sound and working on the high frequencies.
And what about, you talked about the fact that this is a penthouse, so you've got neighbors, presumably. So if you're going to have a media room like this, you've got to have good acoustic protection from the sound going out as well as what it sounds like in the room, haven't you?
Yeah, here, what we did here, though, all speakers are built into suspended MDF box, which we call a giant soundbar, and it's fixed to the ceiling. It's not actually ceiling, you know, it's like a metal frame system, and the whole box is hung off a big metal rods. And everything's decoupled. So basically, hardly any vibration or anything moves from speaker to the property walls or ceiling. I mean, even though half of the floor below belongs to the same apartment, there are people actually right under. And so far, you know, we haven't heard from them. So
that's amazing. Yeah, you got it right. Well done. And in terms of the audio, I understand you went to the Barrows & Wilkins factory down in Worthing. So
yeah.
Talk to us about that experience and how that informed your speaker selection for the project.
I mean, it was great to see how everything was done from the beginning. The amount of time and energy and the detail that goes into a building of each speaker, you know, and the whole philosophy of everything behind it. And towards the end, we had the presentation of the new stuff that was coming out, and basically basically was one of the big custom install subwoofers, which they just said it's going to come out. And I was like, wow, this is exactly what we need for this project, you know, because it was quite thin and long back box. And we were looking to pack quite a lot of speakers into that. It's like sort of a massive pelmet above. It's about 400 kilos of speakers and projection screen and everything into that box, you know. So the space was premium. I mean, some of the models just worked for it. And Bowers & Wilkins, because architect did all the slot design and measurements, it was all laser down and measured before asking me, is there any speakers that we can fit between? Because we only ended up with 157 millimeters between each rib on the ceiling.
Whoa. Not much.
And there was only one speaker. It was from Bowers & Wilkinson. They could fit with a millimeter spare on each side. You know, so that helped a lot because there's seven of them in a ceiling.
Fantastic. So what is the configuration? You've got seven in the ceiling. How many have you got around the room? What's the...
It's a 7-2. We couldn't do Atmos because there's glass left and right. And I mean, the ribs are coming a bit down, but there were not enough space behind, you know. So we just went for 7-2. In that big soundbar, we have a left, center, right. And we have this big front subwoofer. On the ends are two more Bowers & Wilkins subwoofers, but they are used for hi-fi rig. And then there's another 15-inch subwoofer at the back. So basically, this is for cinema. There's two subs, one in front, one in the back.
Okay, interesting.
And then you have on the ceiling surround, left, right, and the back surround, left, right. And then at the back of the room, we have two more of the same speakers, but they're used just for music in the library section of the room.
Introducing Debian, the premium AV distributor, bringing the highest quality video and audio to your clients. Hear what Martins Hi-Fi had to say about us after recently working on a project together.
At Martins Hi-Fi in Norwich, we transformed our home cinema demonstration space with the help of DBM. Our in-house engineers and designers worked closely with the DBM design and specification service team. This partnership allowed us to share and refine design ideas, leading to a truly inspirational demonstration space.
Get in touch with us today to begin your journey to elevated AV integration with DBM, the pinnacle of audio and visual excellence.
For a media room, this is quite a level of performance that you're going for, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, even my whole thing was, in case you don't want to fire up the hi-fi, which is two valve preamps, two valve amplifiers, you know, you have to wait half an hour for everything to warm up to start listening to music. I wanted to be able to have the same or even better sound, you know, with the Bowers & Wilkins setup, you know. And I think because at the end of the day, we could tune the room through the Marantz AV, the Bowers & Wilkins sounds better than the hi-fi, which cost about $250,000, you know, I have to say. You know, and I played it to a client, and once he realized, because we were switching a cinema system hi-fi, listening music, same track, and then I left it on the Bowers & Wilkins system, and he was going ecstatic, wow, this is crazy, I'm happy, amazing. And then I said, but don't forget, we're listening, Bowers & Wilkins, not your system, you know.
Yeah.
When I had the peep from AW came, and I just played the music, it was like, wow, you know, it's just insane. You know, it really, really, you don't see speakers, but it just sucks you in. And it's all about that. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
That's, for me, I could tell because from the first time I went to recording studio, it was 1981. So more or less since then, I'm just always listening. You know, I trained my ears and I could spot anything and I learned how something needs to sound, you know, so. For me, it was a wow moment, you know, because not every room turns out amazing. You know, I've recently done another small room, media room with TV, but it's small. And I think that's the best small room I ever done, you know, but this is the best big room because it's quite big. And I mean, sometimes I go to demo room, of, you know, I checked every single demo room, you know, in UK. And people have, for example, problem with the bass, with low frequencies, but keep saying, yeah, we know we have a problem, we sort it out, you know, when we get the new software, and, you know, you can't, you know. Software is good if you've done acoustic bit, you know, so it's a combination of both of them. You can't do everything these days with just acoustic treatment or with just software, you know, they need to coexist and work together.
Completely, completely. So he's putting the hi-fi on eBay, just going to be listening to music through your media.
No, he won't, you know, but it's, you know, he likes it. He's been living with it for quite a long time. But now it's even for him, hi-fi is like a new dimension of sound. You know?
Yeah.
And even now with the Bowers in the kitchen and master bedroom, he said, I can hear 10 times more detail than on the previous ones, you know, so.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Because he's one of those people that really listen to music every day. You know,
every day.
You know, even if he's working on his laptop, it's either playing through ceiling speakers or if he's in the living room, he's playing through big speakers. But virtually, music is on 8 or 10 hours a day at least, you know. So
wow.
He knows his music. And if he say he can hear new stuff, you know, then it means, you know, there's, you know, I mean, I heard it a couple of times. Even with people who are not so much into music, you just put a new speaker and they go, yeah. Wow, I can hear stuff now I couldn't hear before.
Yeah, no, it does make a difference, absolutely. And he also uses the room not just for listening to music, but he's using it to watch movies and enjoy entertainment. So talk to us about the screen and the projector. What were you thinking when you designed the system and installed that equipment?
I mean, we could have got a bigger screen, but we didn't want to overpower the room even when it's down. You know, you don't see it during the day anyway because it's rolled up. But we wanted when it's down to look, you know, symmetrical, geometrically, work with the rest of the room. And I think it's 3.3 meters wide. It's from Screen Excellence Media something model, I can't remember. I mean, I've been using Screen Excellence exclusively on all our installs, and they never fail to deliver. And at the time of specifying room, Sony just brought out the top of the range 7000 projector, so it was no brainer, basically, especially for the money and big laser. So, and projector is mounted in a future automation drop-down mechanism because, again, media room, living room, they didn't want to see anything from any single piece of equipment visible. Yeah, so when you put projector and a mechanism together, it's quite a bit of money, you know, but it's worth, you know, once you see it in action, it just goes, yeah, I want this, you know.
And how do you control the system? Is it what platform are you using?
The whole house is Control 4 controlled.
Okay.
There's a Lutron lighting. And there's a number of touch screens throughout the apartment. Each room has a touch screen and there are Lutron keypads, but they use Control 4 Halo touch remote. And the interesting thing, this is the only property. Usually what we do, we supply remote for each room. So there's no confusion. There's a remote for kitchen, for dining, for cinema. For here, they're sharing because there's only two rooms where they actually watch. It's a kitchen TV and next door is a cinema. So one remote shares the rooms. And it's pretty easy to control. And so that's another positive.
Absolutely. And one other thing that intrigued me was that the glass, I mean, obviously that's a problem for acoustics, but it's also a problem for light. So how do you make sure they get a great viewing experience in there?
At the beginning, I suggested we have a blackout blinds, but client was like, you know, I'm not so keen on it. But we had to demonstrate to him how bright the apartment was. So at the end of the day, there's two sets of blinds. There's a sheer blinds, which you use during the day when the sun is out, just to make it pleasant in the room. Because with the, you know, shades up, it's really bright and sun can be quite a problem. And then we have a blackout blinds. They completely block the sound, but at the beginning, because it was afterthought, you bring them down and then on the ends you could see the bright line coming from sun because there were no pockets. So we had to think of how to block it. And at the end of the day, we worked out, it was just like joinery kind of thing, but it was more like design, how to do it, not to interfere with the room, not to look ugly. So we managed to make pockets. First for the front window where the projection screen is. Then he said, oh, this is great. Can you do the side ones? Then we did it actually on every single window.
Wow.
Now it's completely, it's 100% pitch black when you bring them down. So basically, the only time he's going to watch projector during the day, it's sports, tennis, football. He watches quite a lot of tennis as well. So, you know, it is during the day, so you have to be able to. And it works fine. So it was, again, extra work. They moved in. I mean, it's been now 8-9 months since they moved in, and there's still bits and pieces. You know, when you move in and say, oh, I don't like this, can we change it? You know, how can we improve this? So there's still small things. Like 2 weeks ago, we added a massive ventilator for the rack, because rack was just in a cupboard. and we have temperature sensors, and it was hitting, especially if it was hot outside, there are fans on the top of a cupboard, and there are ventilation provided, but it's just a cupboard with only less than 5 centimeters each side. And temperature was hitting 32 or 33 Celsius, which is not optimal. There's a cupboard next door empty, so we cut the hole and we put in a big silent fan from Penelcom with the 4 fans, and so it's pulling hot air from rack cupboard into the cupboard next door. We also cut slots on the top and bottom for the air to go out. And then from 32 in vent, I was there yesterday, temperature is now about 25, 26, which is quite amazing, you know. So
that's much better. That's an ingenious way of doing it as well. Very clever.
Yeah, the ventilation is always a problem. You know, what I also noticed on other jobs, the bigger the house, the smaller the place they dedicate for racks. And I always have to fight, you know, and it's especially if a developer, so if the house is for sale, space is at premium, yeah. But don't buy it, that there is no room. I always have to fight.
Yeah. Yeah. And you talk about the fighting, but there's also been a lot of collaboration on this project. So it sounds to me like you work really closely with the architects pretty much from the design stage.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely no one person job. It's a collective thing. As a joinery company, they were really precise. You know, they really took their time to align everything, because virtually tolerance was, you know, non-existent, you know, even millimeter, because you have so many ribs on the ceiling and they all have to be exactly positioned, you know. So by the time you get to the end of a room, everything's still following, you know. I mean, halfway through the ceiling build, they realized that the back wall was not parallel with the front wall, so that required the whole pendant housing for the speakers, as I said, which is about 400 kilos heavy, to be pulled from one corner 30 mil in front and drop down another 20 mil, you know, which was a couple of days just to do that in order to align it so everything's parallel all the way to the back of the room. So it was architect, it was joiners. Then I had my guys, two of them who built actually this suspended sound bar. And then we had the people who did the acoustic fabric for the speakers. I mean, it's basically collaborative job, you know, and lots of trades involved, and obviously electricians, then there's the air conditioning people, because then on the ceiling, it's not just speakers. You have lights, you have sprinklers, you have sensors, you have there's 2 big outlets for air conditioning, all sorts of things, you know, and you have to be constantly in touch with everyone, not job for one, you know, one yeah. trade.
Yeah. Sounds like a job that would tax anybody. I mean, I think you've done an incredible piece of work. What would you say you've learned most from it? What are your big takeaways from it?
I don't know. I mean, we thought we're going to have a problem with that, even with everything, you know, with windows, but the rest of the ceiling and all the stuff that's behind the ceiling and behind the soundbar, there's so many. I was looking for basically for like control of a low end. In most studios, you use a condensed rock wool, but rock wool is not very friendly to living rooms, you know, because you end up getting particles coming through whatever you put in front. So I found this material. It's some sort of a foam, but it's the same properties as rock wool, and the foam is much easier to, there's nothing to come off. So we could cut it, and we stuffed all the bits behind the sound bar on top of a ceiling, each corner, that we bought so many of those, you know, and it just worked so good, and it was so easy to install. But obviously you have to know where to put it, you know.
Yeah.
You spend money on it, you don't see any of it, but it works. I was expecting it to sound good, but not as good as it turned out. You know, I mean, you can do all the measurements and stuff, you know, but when you're restricted, it's different in the studio. Or if you have a cinema room where you can cover walls with fabric, you can do whatever you want. But in the living room, it's very difficult.
Yeah. The client loves it, you say?
Since they moved in, they've been traveling quite a lot, you know, but I only spent a little bit of time with him when we listened to the audio, because we had to check if everything's coming through, because he listens his hi-fi through the hi-fi using a turntable most of the time. But then there's also INEOS Zen high-end music server, so he listened that as well through his valve setup. So we had to make sure that everything comes out fine. There is all So that was the only time, basically, that I spent about an hour with him comparing and listening. And he was more than pleased. Movies, he was just, wow. And after that, I went, did some more tweaking, a little bit of a calibration. We didn't do the full calibration of the projector because the presets on Sony are just amazing, you know. So I just did some bits that the guy from AWE said. We ported all the presets from a projector on the remote controller, so depending what he's watching, he can change from movie one to sport to whatever. It's more than happy for. It's just, you know, best experience ever.
Fantastic. Well, look, thanks, Zach, for talking with us today. That's absolutely brilliant. And I can't wait to see your next project. Have you got anything else lined up that beats this, do you think?
To beat this, no. You know, I mean, there's a few smaller things on the table. Nothing's confirmed yet. But, I mean, last year it was quite busy. I've done 3 houses. All of them had the media rooms, but smaller than this was the bigger of 3 of them. And, you know, it's like buses, you know. You know, you wait, there's nothing comes in, and then 2, 3. So at the moment, there is nothing, you know. I mean, I would be a bit worried if it was just me, but speaking to everybody else, I learned that everybody's going a bit quiet at the moment. I don't know why, but hopefully it will change.
Yeah, hopefully so. Well, look, thank you for sharing the story of the Joy Division Room. I think it's a fantastic job you've done, and good luck for the future.
Excellent. Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, Zach, for talking with us today. What an incredible project. You can find out more about the Integrated Home on Instagram at Integrated Home Podcast and on LinkedIn at the Integrated Home Podcast. The Integrated Home is brought to you with the support of Integrated Systems Europe and distributed by Meridian. We support Together for Cinema. We are a Wildwood Plus production.
The Integrated Home supports Together for Cinema. Together for Cinema is a community interest company that collaborates with the AV industry to design and install cinema rooms in children's hospices and other deserving locations across the UK. So far, thanks to the huge generosity of manufacturers, distributors and integrators freely giving of their time, products and expertise, we've created 46 dedicated cinemas, equivalent to an installation value of about £1.2 million. In these special places, families, staff and volunteers are now enjoying fantastic movie experiences together and helping to create very, very special memories. Help our industry continue to make a difference. Visit togetherforcinema.co.uk and find out how you can be involved to make short lives just that little bit better.